kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick. Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the slightly hungover Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting with my co-host, the Superior, Super Bowl Gabi.
What up?
To my left is my lovely life, with her normal enthusiasm, as always. And to the right, returning guest, returning host, the Coco host.
Hola.
Big list with the alien eyes was really good.
Hola.
Hadouken!
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? And if you don't know, this is the 150th episode of this dumbass thing I've created. Woo! And I don't know, what are you doing? What is oh, I will marry you for... talk. So, Super Bowl just showed me a picture that says, I will marry you for citizenship.
I mean, we'll give you $40,000. I mean, that was a pretty good offer. Yeah, that's better than what I've heard.
I'm down.
$40,000?
That's better than what I've heard.
Yo.
A lot more than what I've heard. I saw some Timberlands earlier today.
Dead ass?
Yeah. They were size 7. They were all black.
Did they come with a North Face?
No. And I sold them for $80. I'm very proud of myself.
Did they come with a New York address?
No, they didn't.
I saw this one thing. And it was like these Timbs. And inside of them, they had like, they looked like a jacket. And it said, you have to defeat someone in all 5 boroughs. No, you have to level up in all 5 boroughs, and then at the end of it, you have to fight Papoose.
Oh my god!
Yo, that shit had me dying. But yeah, this is the 150th episode. I'm actually proud of this. It's a milestone. Thank you for all 4 people who listen to this shit.
I think it's more than 4, though.
It's like 30 tops.
I like it.
Probably more, but it's like, you know, like getting real numbers and whatnot. But yeah, man, so thank you guys for doing this. So, in typical old man Wade fashion, I'd like to tell a story.
Let's hear it.
So.
Is this part of the Boomer Chronicles?
No, this is not part of the Boomer Chronicles. This is a story that may or may not have happened to me. It may or may not have happened at one of my jobs, but now I have plausible deniability and all the other good stuff.
Mm.
So.
Sounds like it happened to you, but go ahead.
It didn't happen to me. It did not happen to me. This is a total story of fabrication. You know what I mean? And, so, it's on 3, 1, 2, 3. And so, there was this party, Christmas party or whatever, and it was like thousands of people supposed to be there in attendance.
Yeah.
They hired some people to do some things, like, you know, keep everything in order.
And if it was a Christmas party,
huh?
75% of them were probably drunk.
I didn't say it was a Christmas party, I said it was a party.
Oh, okay.
I heard Christmas, but okay.
I didn't say Christmas. Mm. And I'll edit that shit later on if I have to. So, anyway, so. This person was charged with keeping people in a specific area. If they weren't using the restroom, they had to go downstairs.
Yeah.
That was a rule. That was a deal. So, every time someone would come up, I'd say, this person would say, if you're not using the restroom, you gotta make your way back downstairs. Oh. Keep everything in an orderly fashion.
Okay, easy enough.
So, some people decided to look at the guy working and go, you guys should put a sign up.
Oh.
First off, there was a sign, which is funny.
Really?
There was a sign. My friend's wife said that he should have said to him, I am the sign.
That's yes. What I was going to say.
Yes.
Like, why do you need a sign when you have a whole human being
standing there?
Telling you as I spill beer in my beard.
Because how dare that person who is of color tell these
millennial fucking...
Millennials that they cannot go somewhere because mom said they always get a trophy and they can have whatever they want.
And you we're all what? Winners.
I also get annoyed with uppity Negroes.
Facts.
I just know that this particular place was filled Name with hobby, these facts. Particular people.
So after he smacked the shit out of the dude, what happened?
He did nothing of the sort. Basically, the whole night was that. He was telling me that the day went by like smashing because, it, like, you know, dealing with these idiots made the day go by faster. And he said the funny thing about it was only about 5% of the people in there that were assholes. Hmm. The other 95%, they were kind of annoyed, but they understood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was just these random few people who were just like, not random few people. Like, so let's say he dealt with like 4,000 people. 5% of that is still a lot of people.
And all you really need is one asshole for the place to smell like shit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and it was funny because like it was free drinks, free food, and it was like tons of food, tons of liquor. They had a movie room. There was a candy room. Popcorn, like all sorts of stuff. I'll tell you who my boy said it was later. It was just all this stuff going on. And it was literally like everything they wanted. And it was like, you could probably fuck on the dance floor and no one would notice because there's so many people. And it's like,
if it was a corporate party that's not a Christmas party, they was fucking on the dance floor.
Yeah, like there's a bunch of bathrooms. It was
fucking in the bathrooms.
Yeah,
he said. They were doing coke.
Definitely doing coke. It's Boston. They were doing coke.
They were definitely doing coke. It was the funniest thing ever. And like, and one person got mad because they wouldn't let him smoke in the outside. I was like, you have to go out through the regular door. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, why can't we just go out there? I'm like, because I have to keep everyone centralized to a place. I'm like, I can't have people just running in and out because it would create chaos. Mm. They didn't understand that. But my buddy's wife said it best. I think you heard the conversation. You were talking about how they were like millennials. And it was just like, you know, like, I get a trophy. So I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want. Blah, 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 blah. It was basically a bunch of like,
so
bitch ass niggas.
So kids that grew up like that are definitely at the age now where they're old enough to get punched in the face.
Oh, so, hobby. We don't resort to violence.
Why not?
Because violence means you don't want that job anymore.
Violence is my go-to resort.
Violence is your go-to resort.
Mm-hmm. I love to resort to violence.
I know that's bullshit, so.
So I had a friend who had a brother who was mentally challenged. And one day he looked at me. He was watching some type of show or something where there was violence. Uh-huh. And he started laughing like this really like sinister laugh, right? And I looked at him and I was like, what is so funny, Brian? And he was like, violence. I love violence. And kept laughing your dead ass. You from that day forward, I was like, yo, I'ma watch you, Brian. Because you might take me down, dude. Deadass, I promise to God, Holy Bible. Yo, he said that.
Okay, shout out to Brian.
Seriously.
You serious?
Yeah.
Yo, what the
100%. Violence?
And then Brian became a cop.
I know, seriously, that would be dope if he did.
No, it wouldn't be dope if he did.
I mean, he'd fit right in.
He would.
That's not true. Hmm. Not all cops are assholes.
Well, that was a nice heartwarming story.
Oh, it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there.
So, terrorists took over the building, and then he had to go floor to floor, barefooted, shooting terrorists to save his wife.
This is an action film?
Let me tell you.
I like this.
Let me tell you, if this was an actual thing, that person would definitely help out as many people as he could. But,
I also think that's the plot of Die Hard.
You know what?
So anyway, that story ends. So, but my boy told me the story later when we went to the bar. Mm-hmm. So I'm leaving the bar, and I'm trying to flag down a cab because for some reason my Uber app wasn't working or whatever, right? So this guy is like behind me and he's like barking and like grunting, like a caveman type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Don't look, dude. I don't know. So, and I'm like, so you know, if you're anywhere and you hear that stuff, like you keep your head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn around and look at him like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with you, sir?
Yeah, I'm like, well, whatever. He's probably drunk. He starts beating his chest and shit like that. I'm like, all right, man.
What are you, Tarzan?
Huh?
I bet you Tarzan?
For real.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's a cunt. So, excuse me, he's a doof. I'm trying to stop saying that word as much. He's a doof. So he gets close to me, but then backs up like behind me, like 7 feet away. And 7 feet, if you know, it's far enough that it's a good distance, but it's also still close enough that if they lunge at you, they can still get you.
Yep.
So I'm keeping my eye. Every time he grunts, I look behind me to make sure that like he doesn't do anything stupid. So he gets close up to me, like as close as like me and you are. Oh, and I turn around, I'm like, what up? He goes, he just starts grunting. I'm like, yo, you need to back the fuck up. He goes, I'm like, you need to back the fuck up. He goes, what are you going to do? I was like, nothing, but you need to back the fuck up. He goes, you're a pussy. I'm like, that's fine, but you need to back the fuck up. So he looks at me for a second, realizes I'm not fucking around, and he backs up.
Huh.
And all I could think to myself was, I should just turn around and punch him right in the fucking face. But then I thought about what my wife would say, and she'd be like, Mark, why are you getting into a fight with some idiot, some drunk idiot?
Or, if I know your wife, she would ask you, did you use the metal knuckles?
Right, she would have said, did you use protection? Exactly.
Yeah. Did you also stab him?
No, I would have told him not to get into a fight. I mean, I probably would have stabbed him if I was there, but I always encouraged him not to get into a fight.
Because that popped in my head was like, what if I hit him, he slips and falls and breaks his neck?
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean?
Or what if
weird shit like that happens?
Automatically they think it's you because you're a giant tattooed black man. And mm-hmm.
But wait a minute. Wait. That's not necessarily a bad thing. You go to jail.
Oh my God.
What?
Get more tattoos.
What?
Come out. Extra street kid.
Okay.
Rap career.
All right.
No? Stupid idiot!
Like, nah, dog. Like, that's... It was one of those... I had, like, a real adult moment because I was like, nothing good is going to come out of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Let me just leave it alone. But it was one of those...
Round of applause for adult moments. Mm.
I'm glad your friend knew to leave it alone and not, you know, pursue that person.
Yo, I wanted to clock this fucking dude. And the funny thing about it was, he was so shit-faced that I might have punched him and he might have died. Like, he was, like, award-winning shit-faced.
I mean, he was grunting and slapping his chest. Like,
yeah. And he was a little skinny fucker, too. It was like, he was... fucking...
Was he trying to impress, like,
Amir was bigger than he is.
Was he trying to, like, impress a woman around him?
No, maybe he was trying to impress, like, some woman who was nowhere near him. But, like, fucking, like, Amir was bigger than this fucking dude. What am I looking... Oh, God. The Coco host just showed us a picture of an adult... outdoor urinal.
Coco hose is being very distracting right now.
Yeah.
It's a portable one.
I'm telling.
Send me an image. That's going to be the link image for the show. It was just one of those stupid things where I'm just like, yo, you got to be out of your fucking mind to like, it's like, I don't care how drunk you are. I've been shit-faced, and the only time I've ever done anything that stupid or where I was going to get into a fight was when me and the wife were in Easton, and I was about to get in a fight with three dudes dressed like the guys from Anchorman.
That shit would have been epic. What if it ended up like that big fight in Anchorman?
It would have not.
Throw a grenade.
It would have not.
And it would have ended up with another story on the news. That was not a place for him to get into a beef with anybody.
And you know what's funny? It's one of those things, if you would have hit one of them, the other three would have scattered.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I would have hit them, and if one of them would have tried to hit me, my wife would have clocked them.
Yeah, and that would have been the end of it. Total end of it.
Yeah, man, it was... It was one of those things where I was just like, you know what? It really just wasn't worth it. But it was fucking stupid. It again brings back to the original point of like millennials and shit like that, because he was in his 20s.
Okay, boomer.
I got the boomer. I do have the boomer report too. So that'll come up later. But also before we get into the boomer report, I have a message from one of my favorite people in the world.
Not sure if you all have heard this, but apparently George Zimmerman is suing, I think, the state of Florida and Trayvon Martin's family for in excess of $100 million, citing that they ruined his life with false accusations or some such bullshit. Now, the thing about this and the reason why, you know, it shouldn't just infuriate me, it should really piss everybody who's listening to this the fuck off. I didn't know that it was possible for a piece of shit to turn into an even worse piece of shit. It's one thing to murder someone, but it's another thing to expect his family in the state to pay you because people see you for the fucking murdering piece of shit that you are, and your life has been quote-unquote ruined. Last time I saw a picture of this motherfucker, he was signing a can of Skittles. Now, could it have been Photoshop? Sure. Who knows? But at the same time, would you really put it past the motherfucker like that? I mean, let's sit back and think about this shit logistically for a second. You fucking ruined these people's lives. You took away their son, and you want $100 million. Like, what the fuck? Like, is this is the world we're living in? We empower pieces of shit like this? How about this? You know what each and every one of us should do? Each and every African American person in the fucking continental United States should get together and sue that motherfucker. How about the simple fact that I have to worry about one of my sons walking down the street in a fucking hoodie, drinking some fucking iced tea if they're holding Skittles, that some piece of shit like you, George, piece of shit Zimmerman, is going to take it upon themselves to murder them for no fucking reason other than the fact that they're fucking existing. Like, I'm sorry that the thought thought of a strong black man growing up and somehow overcoming you, it is so fucking threatening that you have to fucking commit murder. The simple fact that this motherfucker got away with this shit should be enough. Like, you should fucking go move to Siberia, motherfucker, because the fact that God somehow intervened and made it somehow that you fucking got off of this shit, you should count all your motherfucking blessings. So now that you're doing this bullshit, you know, black folks don't have a good history of getting together and doing shit, but I swear to God, we should all fucking get together and sue the shit out of this motherfucker. How about that? Matter of fact, let me go online and start a petition for this shit right now. Fucking piece of shit.
That was my best friend and editor-in-chief at BlackRabbit.com.
BlackRabbit.com!
BlackRabbit. But I'm actually glad he brought that up. For a couple of reasons. One, he's 1,000% right. But before I get into my thoughts on it, Valkyrie, you look like you had something you wanted to say about it.
I don't know if, like, you've seen any of the other shit like this. Like, he has had several other, like, charges, too, like gun charges. Mm-hmm. And, like,
domestic.
He tried to, like, shoot his wife. Like, yeah. like, a whole thing. So, my thing is, like, A, when do they take this fucking dude's guns away?
Right.
B, like, how fucking dare he? See, when is somebody going to sneak up on that motherfucker? Like, thank he needs you. To just be done.
I don't understand why.
Wait.
How? Like, wait, he needs to be done.
That nigga, he's a suing nigga, so let's.
No. How was he?
Wait, hold on.
I didn't say you. I said someone.
Did you say sue a nigga or sewer nigga?
He's a sewer nigga.
Both of it. Sewer. All of it.
He be suing, so, you know, let's.
No, I thought you said S-E-W-E-R. Like sewer nigga.
They both were.
Yo, I wish I could. Yo, I'm going to call him Sewer Ninja.
These words don't precisely express the views of the Old Man Wade Show and his subsidiaries. So if you're suing ass nigga, please don't sue us.
I don't understand how he is still walking around. I don't understand all these fake thugs.
Oh, God.
And relaxed laws in Florida, and he is still walking around. How is that possible? I just don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand it, and he should have been gone a long time
ago. And, like, what kind of piece of shit, right? Like, after you kill someone's child, let's say whether he really believed it was someone was going to hurt him or not, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But you killed this person's child. You found out he had no weapon. You found out he was just a regular teenager walking home from the store. Let's pretend he's not a racist.
He was volunteer neighborhood watch.
But
asshole.
You find this all out. So your rebuttal now is to attack these people? Rebuttal now is to pretend like you're the victim?
So okay.
The only reason why this doesn't necessarily bother me is, one, I don't really think that this case really has legs.
It doesn't.
I don't really get anything.
So here's...
Two, I am not surprised.
So here's my thing about this is, and everything you guys said was right, but I've been wanting to say this for a long time, and I've been against there. He's on a list of people whose names I don't even want to say out of my mouth. The other one is that blonde cunt chick from Fox News. Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Whatever fuck her name is, fuck her too.
She's kind of crazy hot though.
No. I bet.
She's kind of crazy racist hot.
And I will put you out right now for even saying that.
No, she got that.
Okay, I'm done.
I bet you she.
Bobby's on timeout for 5 minutes, guys.
I bet you she's a terrible lay. So anyway.
Oh, for sure.
So here's a funny thing about that. People like them, they only do this shit, and they only get popularity because of things like this. He doesn't give a fuck about the lawsuit. He just likes his name being said. He thinks this shit is cute. Same way fucking that other cunt thinks that this shit is cute. So they just say all sorts of these hot topics and things like that so they can get notoriety for the things that go on. That's the only reason any of them do this stupid shit. He knows damn well that no lawyer in their right mind is going to take this case.
No, a lawyer will take the case. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he has...
For the same reason that you just said, a lawyer will definitely take the case.
Mm-hmm. Probably true.
And it's a civil suit, so you probably just need a lawyer, to be honest with you.
$100 million for all this stuff. But the funny thing, like, a child, like a lawyer straight out of fucking law school could turn this shit down just by digging into all the stuff that he's done in the past. Like, selling things that, like, he's like, oh, this is the thing I use to, like, the flashlight I use to find Trayvon. I'll sell that online. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I'm going to do this. And, like, it's like, he does this shit for attention.
Yeah.
I'm shocked he hasn't tried to write a book yet. Because some redneck conservative or one of these, I shouldn't say redneck. I shouldn't say redneck, but some of these like really douchey, like racist fuckers, they'll be the type of person who will fucking support that book. They'll be the same type of assholes who will go, you know what? Yeah, I'm glad he shot that nigger and shit like that. And they'll his fucking book will be a bestseller. Yeah. It's shit like that, and I hate him, and I hate the people, and I don't like the word hate, but I hate people like that who do their best to profit off the pain of other people, off the fucking weak, off of weak-minded people.
What the word hate ever do to you?
It was just something that my my mother instilled in me. It's just one of it's the exact opposite of love, and love is one of the strongest emotions you can have. So so hate would be the opposite. You know what I mean? So that's just the way it is. But so it's disgusting. In a word, it's actually just disgusting. And he's a sewer nigga. What I mean?
He's a sewer nigga.
Yeah, he's sewer. Like, he's down there getting his ass whooped and butt raped by Master Splinter.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles are eating pizza inside of him.
Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. I hope he ends up getting butt fucked in jail with a razor dildo.
I do have a question. Fuck him. How many pizzas do you think he
can
eat 30
days? Alright, we'll be right back.
Greetings! We are the Retro Redoctopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons, I don't know, help me out here.
Music.
Pants.
Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibans.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoplange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Redoctopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey, they might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Redoctopus is part of the Inebriard Podcast Network, with new episodes out every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or straight from the tab, redoctopus.buzzsprout.com.
And we're back on the Old Man Wade Show. The 150th episode of the Old Man Wade Show.
150 years old!
And don't worry, within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be on Javi's ass about...
Wait, what, nigga?
Yeah, I'm going to be on your ass.
I just said, okay, never mind.
I didn't say and, I said on. Because we got to get those articles. We got to get those articles. We got to get the articles back up again. I had something good. Oh, okay. How do you guys feel about video games? Do you like video games?
They're a cause of violence in society.
They're a cause of violence.
Oh, my God. That's what's causing all the crazy, church and school shootings. Yep. It's
all video games.
All video games. Super Mario's made me do it.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario's made me do it.
It made me throw a shell at the church, and it blew up.
Luigi's
unfairly treated. Just relating with him.
There's not enough Jesus in video games.
You know what, Javi? It's funny you bring that up.
Is it now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Right, you found Jesus in a video game?
Playway announced a new game called I Am Jesus Christ, which allow players to take the role of Jesus and bring a multitude of New Testament stories to life.
Fuck you.
I am
Jesus. No, I need to hear it.
Oh my God.
I need to hear it.
It's just the immediate reaction. Just fuck you.
Why?
I Am Jesus Christ will only be available.
Can you be brown or white? Kids can color.
That must be a place.
White, right, because Jesus sure is brown.
Let him be like the Christian white.
No, for real.
Imagine if you could make Jesus whatever color you wanted.
Yo, there better be a dope ass customer customization
for Jesus
character customization screen.
I Am Jesus Christ will only be available on Steam, and the release date hasn't been announced yet. I'm getting this from IGN.com, so this is actually a reliable source.
So this is a real fucking video.
This is a real thing. I Am Jesus Christ aims to bring the majority of the New Testament Gospels to life, telling stories from the baptism of Jesus to Jesus' resurrection. There's a trail below. I'm not going through all that. I Am Jesus Christ is described as a realistic simulator on the official Steam page. Players will be able to perform some of Jesus' most famous miracles. Players will be able to perform some of Jesus' most famous miracles, like walking on water, healing the blind, casting out demons, and even resurrecting the dead. The full description reads, quote, become Jesus Christ, the famous man on earth. Not the most famous, the famous man on earth. In his highly realistic simulation game, pray like him in capital letters, for getting superpower, perform famous miracles like him from the Bible, like casting demons, healing and feeding people, resurrection, and more in I Am Jesus Christ. I Am Jesus Christ is realistic, inspired by the stories of the New Testament of the Bible. Get into old times and follow the same path Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago. Game is covering the period of baptizing Jesus Christ and to the resurrection. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be like him? To be him?
Yes.
And one of the most privileged and powerful people in the world.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Literally.
What is the cover of the video game? What's the artwork here? I need to see this.
I think it's the... I don't know, but this is like life scroll and power thing. But this is fucking hysterical.
Like, I want to be able to customize Jesus, though. Yeah. Like super woke
stuff. Otherwise, you need to keep it.
Do you get to chill with prostitutes?
No, because he, like, married Magdalene, yeah. Does she give him a blowjob in the back alley?
You guys are going to hell.
And does that give
you... I don't believe in hell, so that's fine.
H-E double hockey stick.
Shit, this game, actually,
what about the H-E single hockey
stick? Listen, Jesus was a real man. He definitely got a blowjob. I'm just saying.
Shame.
He didn't hang out with the prostitutes for no reason, okay?
Wow.
He got that pity suck.
You gotta think about it.
The pity suck!
Wow.
He's like, let me talk to you about my Father God.
Oh,
like, dude, this guy needs
for real, he had Lawful over here. Jesus had a six pack. I don't think he really need to go to prostitutes. I think he was out here just.
Y'all think Jesus looked like a wrestler?
He looked like that white dude in the pictures with a six pack.
He looked like that white dude in the picture.
And the blue eyes. What you talking about?
Super Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Super Jesus. You know the part that kills me about this is like it specifically says olive skin, hair of wool. You know what he don't look like? That picture they keep saying. They keep showing.
You never seen those white olives?
Right.
You ever seen those Caucasian olives?
With hair like wool?
You never seen wool that's kind of like straight?
You know what?
And
you never permed out your
wool.
That's the end of
time
that.
Time out. We are not going to ignore what Javi just said. Those Caucasian olives. We are not ignoring
them.
You
never seen that? Albino olives.
Yo.
Jesus,
you know
this isn't albino olive. That's fucking amazing.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
y'all are killing me right now.
Yo, so real talk, one of the first games, I know we talked about this yesterday.
We talked about this yesterday.
One of the first games I actually enjoyed playing as a kid was a Bible game. I think it was called Bible Adventures for the Nintendo. And it was actually pretty fun.
Dog.
It was.
Yo, you showed me a clip of this game.
Yeah.
And it was like you were like trying to get people, like trying to grab people on the ark, the animals on the ark. But you couldn't get the snakes.
You couldn't get the snakes.
But why not? The snakes, like, snakes are animals too.
Snakes are evil in the Bible.
I don't care. They're still animals.
That's why snakes don't exist anymore.
Because they drowned out?
They drowned out.
Yeah.
You've never seen a snake before.
Nah, ever.
You did, you're a sinner.
I can't.
Yo! What?
Next topic.
No, we stay in there. Have y'all ever seen the movie Noah?
Yo, that movie was lit.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with the Bible, but it was pretty good. It was so,
like, rock monsters who used to be fucking,
angels?
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was not a fucking...
Because we talked about this, like, whether or not Jesus is real or whatever. Like, I don't think most things in the Bible actually happened. Including, like, the story of Jesus. I think they're just, like, amalgamations of a bunch of stories and history. But at the same time, like, I feel like it's part of our mythological history.
Yes.
So I think that when people take those stories and kind of like make them epic, right? The same way that they do with like Greek mythology or whatever it may be. I enjoy it. Like, it's exciting. It's fun. I think people take it a little bit too seriously, but that's religion for you.
I mean, it's...
Religion is serious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even trying to
dare. So don't you dare.
All right, my bad.
Are you religious?
My bad.
Yo, his question. Are you?
Coco Host just pulled out a cross.
No, I didn't.
Her rosary.
No, I didn't. You're so silly.
I'm sorry. This is the silliest fucking video game I've ever seen in my life. So, all right. So I just showed.
I'm not allowed.
Yo, okay. So we got two. You got two people say yes. Two people say no.
That should get deleted as soon as you post it.
Oh yeah, I forgot you got carte blanche to like. Oh man, I just made this picture. I'm sending it to a couple people, but they was like, I can't use it. Oh man. So anybody else? You know what would be dope though?
What?
If like they did, I've heard people talk about this, like Jesus, like. After he came back,
yeah.
We don't know anything else after that.
After he came back,
yeah,
you know exactly what happened after he came back.
What?
He like walked around for a couple of days, and people doubted that he was alive. Mm. Didn't you go to church?
Yeah,
how about you?
They didn't talk about that shit.
Yeah,
they knew. And he went back up.
Look at Mark holding her head like they don't talk about that.
They don't talk about it in my church.
And the dude was doubting, and he had to like poke his hands in the holes. He had to poke his finger in Jesus' whole hands.
I don't know it's any of this. Hands. They didn't talk about this when I was in church.
What kind of church you went to?
Baptist.
They're the main ones to talk about that shit.
They didn't talk about that. Really? It was like he came out, like it's like he
What kind of car did your pastor drive?
What kind of car did your pastor drive?
Wow. A better car than he should have.
Alright, there you go. That nigga was too busy collecting money.
He was preaching the gospel,
my uncle. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, the resurrection story is like...
Yeah, fuck him, he's a cunt.
Key to the gospel.
Huh?
Resurrection story is like key to the gospel.
Yeah, but... He's saying he doesn't know nothing after that.
And I'm an atheist here. What the hell?
You know what's funny? Yeah, but you know your enemy. So, I feel like...
Damn. Nah, I love y'all. I love Christians. And Jews. And Muslims. Mm-hmm. And Baha'ists.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what?
Baha'i people. People that... That believe in Baha'ism?
What the fuck is Baha'ism?
If I was religious, I would be a Baha'i.
Explain to Baha'ism. What the fuck is Baha'ism?
Wow, this is some good content. All right. So,
Oh, God. let me get the drop page ready. Go ahead.
Honestly, they are a religious group
mm-hmm.
who... They don't have churches, right? And they don't really have like a strict doctrine.
So this sounds more like a council of people who are just kind of like talking about what's going on and like kind of like breaking bread about like and like just having a real discussion about religion and things like that.
Yeah, I mean they have a religious belief. I'm not too familiar with it, so I don't want to go into too much detail.
Actually, we have talked about this. That does sound dope, though.
Yeah, I mean they you know real peaceful group of people, man. They're real chill.
So why were you there?
I don't know, Coco Holmes. What's your like religious like?
What do you mean?
Like, are you Christian, atheist, agnostic?
At this point in my life, I believe in a higher being.
Me?
Wrong. Oh. And I don't go to church. I don't.
Do you believe in like a Christian God, or you just believe that there's something out there and you don't know what the fuck it is?
Well,
how'd
that work?
I dig it, because, well, correct me if I'm wrong. Like,
No, how'd that work? How you believe in both?
I get hijacked them all the show.
Right, he just really thought he just...
Like, you ain't one to talk. You hijacked this damn show all the fucking time.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, to answer your question...
That was a non-answer.
How does that work? It works because I was brought up in religion. My dad was a pastor. My mom was a deaconess. So, I know the Bible, the God, all that good stuff.
Damn,
yeah.
That explains so much.
At the same time, as I get older... Pastor. A preacher's kid.
Yeah.
As I get older, I'm like, a lot of this stuff just seems a little extra, and it just seems like it's not, it doesn't apply to right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe in a higher being, but I also believe in God, but I also believe, like, if I die and there isn't a God, I wouldn't be completely shocked, but there is a higher being. There has to be something. There's something.
I hear that a lot, and I'm not doubting that. Like, I'm not saying it's a challenge, your belief, so, like, surprisingly, I'm not trying to disrespect you. But
because he is rude, guys. You heard him just admit that? Okay, go ahead.
When people say that, like, so if you say that, like, why is it that there has to be something? Like, why is there this need for something to exist?
Because there is. There's not certain things just can't be explained.
Like what?
away by human words, and there just has to be a reason for it.
What about human math?
I agree and disagree all at once. Because I understand where you're coming from. It's like I still find it hard to get away from a lot of like the programming of yes, I call it programming from a Baptist upbringing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I also appreciate the stories. I appreciate the idea of a church and like religion having like a community and things like that. I'm big on that. I've lamented about this on the show a million times. I believe that there are some things that you just can't explain.
Yeah.
And that's what faith is a belief in something that you really can't explain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're a man of science. So for you, come on. Like, I say something to you and you'll be like, prove it. And I'm like, I can't prove it. I'm like, then it doesn't exist. Like you believe in the, what is it, the five steps of scientific method? Is it five? Is it
four? There's a scientific method. I mean, there's no set amount of steps. It depends on what you're looking at, but, I don't need proof for me to think something is true necessarily, because it's almost impossible. I don't have the capacity to prove everything that I believe in, right?
Yeah.
But
I think there's a difference between the need to, and like, for example, like with you, yeah. It doesn't really matter to you what is and isn't. You're just going to live your life. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And this is another thing. This comedian said something, and I agree with this 100%. And it was on, because Steve Harvey was like, oh, if you're not a Christian, you don't believe in God, then where does your morality come from? And this comedian was like, if you need religion to tell you not to be an asshole,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got everything fucked up.
Yeah, I don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a scary person to me.
Yeah.
Because as soon as your faith starts to shake, as soon as you, if something happens and you no longer believe in whatever, then to me that means that you have a ticket to just do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my wife is the same way as you, Toya, right? Like, she believes in a higher power. She believes that there's something. She believes that there's something out there, right? So again, like, I don't make it a habit to belittle anybody's experiences or the way that they choose to look at the universe around them. So this isn't me attempting to like disprove what you're saying or whatever. But for me, like, nothing is random necessarily.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean to me that there's something out there orchestrating things, right?
Yeah.
So like, There are rules in nature that we've stumbled on based on like our centuries of just looking at the world around us.
Yeah.
Through a philosophical first and then through a scientific method, right?
Yeah.
From recent history to the current times. And so we can look at chemistry, we can look at physics, and we see that there's certain rules that are based on the things that the universe is made out of. So even though things don't seem like they're random, it only seems that way because everything is based on the same natural rules that exist, based on the composition of the universe we live in.
Now, not to cut you off, but I'm gonna cut you off. Something could be said in the sense that, like, from a religious standpoint, and everything you said makes sense. Mm-hmm. But from a religious person, they could say, that's not what you're saying, that's God's will or God's plan that puts everything in order.
Which is fine. Which again, like, I don't know everything, like, right? Like, I'm not a physicist, right? Like, I can't go into extreme detail to explain these things, and I'm not even gonna try to. I'm not gonna sit here and argue with somebody based on what they believe. But for me, religion as we know it, it has a starting point, and that starting point was a couple of thousand years ago.
Yeah.
Right? The things that we believe in from a religious standpoint. And we've been around for much longer than that. So it's hard for me to take theories from people based on
scientific facts?
No, not science. In this case. Based on subjective methods, right? Like, somebody saw a lightning strike. And they're like, oh, that must be God, right? And then we ran with that for 1,000 years, and that belief developed and became something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where those beliefs came from. for me, that doesn't go far enough in explaining the world around us. So, I don't know. I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
All right.
Boo, Javi.
Yo, every time you say boo, you sound like Riley Freeman.
I'm just saying.
It's so fucking funny.
Stop persecuting me.
Boo. Shame. Where's the shame button? Shame.
Actually, I think I have one.
Shame. Shame.
Actually, I do have it. There we go.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
All right, everybody. That's been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank the Superior Super Bowl Hobby.
He's not going that well.
I want to thank the Coco host. I want to thank my lovely life, the Valkyrie.
Damn it, Wade!